It's important for you to understand that obedience in the small things prepare you for the greater things that are to come. So if you can't handle the small things, then you will not be able to handle the greater things that are coming.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's continue in this series entitled Blessed and Highly Favored. This is part two from that series, The Power of the Blessing. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers.
Let me talk to you about the power of the blessing, because I want you to understand that God, in His awesome will, it is His will, His desire, His determination to bless you. This is not light words. These are the last four words that God spoke as a designed blessing that was to come out of the mouth of the high priest upon the nation of Israel. We're not blessed because we deserve it. We're not blessed because of who we are. We're blessed because of whose we are. If you belong to the Lord, if you're His child, you're blessed sitting in this building or watching right now. I don't have to wait for my blessing. I am blessed and highly favored, not because I say that I am, but because God has put His hand upon my life. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to go through trouble, because you can know that the devil, the enemy, will do everything he can to stop that blessing from getting to you. But I can assure you, no devil in hell and nothing that the enemy can throw up in your path will stop the blessing of God on you and your house and your children's children. In fact, the Bible said the blessings of God will come upon you to the third and the fourth generation. So it's not just about you getting a blessing and consuming it and hoarding it. In fact, when you're blessed so that your children's children's children can receive the blessing. In fact, I'm living off of the blessings that my grandparents prayed down. Come on, somebody. Whatever prayer I pray, whatever God does in my life is not for me. It's for my children and my children's children. You don't earn salvation. You don't earn deliverance. And you can't earn the favor of God. It is the grace of God, the blessings of God, that have no limits to it. Our God is a God of no restriction. When God said He'll bless you, there is no limit to the blessing that He will bestow upon you. So who is it that is chosen to bless you? Because out of a blessed God comes the blessings of God. You don't want some weak, enamored, emaciated idol. That's the reason why God got so upset with the nation of Israel. And you read about it in the book of Jeremiah and some of the other prophets. The fact is, they turned His blessings into idols and began to give worship and homage to those idols. And God said those things are deaf, dumb, and blind. They're wood, hay, and stubble. They don't have the ability to bless your life and to keep you. God said, I want you to know your blessings come from the God who is the maker of heaven and earth. He is the Almighty God, the everlasting Father. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the great I Am, the morning star. He is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Sitkanu. He is the strong tower, the fortress, the deliverer, the savior of all mankind. That is the God you're receiving blessings from. Out of a blessed God comes blessings from God. Celebrities' names may open up Hollywood, and Bill Gates' name may open up Wall Street, and Stephen Hawking may open up the university campus, but the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord will open up the windows of heaven and plug up the gates of hell, because God Almighty has that power to bless. If you're writing some things down, get this by definition. The blessing defined is this. The blessing is the impartation of the supernatural power of God unto a human life by the spoken word of God's delegated authority. In other words, in the book of Numbers that we've read here just prior to that, God had given to them, God had given to Moses and the outline for the high priest as he was bestowing upon them the rules on keeping the vow of the Nazarite vow. Some of you may remember that as it is associated with the strong man, Mr. Universe of the Old Testament, Samson, who the Bible said he was not to cut his hair or take strong drink or to cavort with some women that were outside of his own tribe. And on, there's a list of things that the Nazarite vow included. And when he got to the end of that, Moses commanded his high priest Aaron, God through Moses, commanded the high priest that God's first delegated authority, the high priest, was to bestow a blessing upon the nation of Israel by his vested authority. He said, I want the high priest to speak the blessing over my people. Now, because it is God's promise and not man's, the promise and the blessing from Numbers chapter 6 is not only has come to pass upon the nation of Israel, but is still coming to pass today, because God's word, when he speaks it, reverberates to the generations that are to come. Genesis 1 and 28 says that the first thing that God did was bless the man and woman. The first thing that God did for man and woman, he blessed them. Verse 28, and God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing or creeping thing that moves upon the earth. So the Bible said part of the blessings of God upon your life is to have dominion over the earth, over the fish, the fowl, and everything that creeps upon the earth. You're to have authority over every creep in the land. Look straight at me right now. Just look straight at me. Genesis 12 and 3 says, God blessed Abraham and made a covenant with Abraham. Now, if you want to know what God's foreign policy is from the nation of Israel to all the nations of the world, it's found in Genesis 12 and 3, where God made this covenant with Abraham and said, I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. I hope that Kim Jong-un and the Ayatollah in Iran and all the other terrorists that are plotting against the nation of Israel hear the word of the Lord. I will bless those that bless you, Israel, and I will curse those that curse you. And in you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. I want to say to those of you that are watching and all of you that are in this auditorium, if the United States of America and the leadership of America forget this covenant, we are doomed to destruction like every other nation that kicked Israel to the side. May God add his blessing and God give us grace in the leadership of America now and into the future to stay arm in arm, hand in hand with the nation of Israel and receive the blessing of the Lord upon the United States of America. To do anything otherwise is to bring destruction upon America. Abraham then passed this blessing to his son Isaac, who then passed the blessing to his son Jacob, who Jacob then passed it to his 12 sons. And that was in just the Old Testament, and there's many more blessings that were handed down from generation to generation. But it didn't stop there. Let me just add this caveat for you. 80% of all of the Pulitzer Prize winning individuals in that list, 80% of them are Jewish. If you don't think the blessing hand of God is upon the Jewish people, you better wake up and think again. In the New Testament, the blessing does not stop. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 11, the very first message that Jesus declared was the power of the blessing. Jesus spoke this blessing, and we are to be the recipients of it today. Verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. God said, I've sent this blessing out to remind you that there is a condition to this. As you seek me first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, these blessings shall come upon you. And Deuteronomy 28 says, they won't just come upon you, but they will overtake you. I don't know if there's anybody in here or watching that needs that overtaking blessing, but if you do, you should lift your hand up and say, Lord, overtake me right here, right now. In Mark chapter 10, verse number 16, Jesus took the children in his arms, and the Bible said he blessed them. And he even identifies them with the kingdom of heaven, that your heart, your attitude, your life, your attributes should become as a little child if you expect to get into heaven. Releasing, listen to me, church, releasing the blessing upon your children is the best thing you could do every day when you lay your hands upon them and ask God's anointed protection upon their life. They're going to schools where they don't know what's coming in the door. They're going to their jobs. And listen to me, before you think you're too old enough to receive a blessing, would to God my parents were still here. I'd get down on my knees and say, Daddy, put your hands on my head and bless me one more time. Because the authority that is vested in the parents, God says, I've delegated that to you. And when you lay your hands on your children, and when you lay your hands on your wife to bless her, and when you lay your hands on your house and upon your finances, not only does God take that serious, but he said, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. What is that blessing? That blessing is not to let your kids run the streets for all hours of the night thinking that somehow they're grown enough to be able to live it. Your job as the parents is to train them, to nurture them, to instruct them, to guide them. Parents are God's delegated authority, not the state, not the school system, not the government. The parents have been vested with the delegated authority, and I don't care what comes their way between me and the devil. Ladies and gentlemen, my children will stand behind me, and I will fight the fight of faith. Come on, somebody. No weapon formed against me and my house shall prosper. You need to tell them till they get it. They're not going to get it the first time. Hey, you didn't get it the first time. You've got to tell them, like Joshua, line them all up in the middle of the living room. Snatch the phone out of their hand in Jesus' name. Turn the television off and tell them, I want to declare something to you today. As for me and my house, we're all going to serve the Lord. It won't be an accident, my dear friend. As I declare this to you this morning, that the future of America is in the hands of parents who will teach godly principles to their children. And to fail to do that, we are witnessing right now the consequences of generations that have not known God. I grew up in a time in my elementary school years where the big red Holy Bible sat on the front right corner of the teacher's desk. Before it was outlawed, y'all. Before they said it became irrelevant and politically incorrect. But I want to tell you, if you lay your hands upon your children and teach them the principles of God's word, I don't care if the teacher's got one on her desk or a book from Darwin. When they walk into that school, everywhere they put their foot will be holy ground. And what do you mean by that? I mean, if the enemy tries to come in with some weapon, God will give them wisdom to do what they need to do when they need to do it, because no weapon formed against them. Come on now.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.